thank you so much for being here tonight. This is the city council meeting for the city of South Jordan, and today is Tuesday, November 18th, 2025. My name is Dawn Ramsey, and I have the privilege of serving as mayor of the city of South Jordan with this outstanding city council seated up here with me. Mr. Harris has been with us online to this point tonight since our meeting started at four other meetings, previous meetings, and he is excused right now from the rest of this meeting. But we welcome all of you. Anytime we have folks here, we try to come down and try to take the time to say hi and welcome everyone, but we didn't have time for that tonight, so apologies that I wasn't able to make it around to everybody. But please know how glad we are that you're here. This is a great turnout, and we appreciate it. We welcome you, and we are going to open our meeting tonight with an invocation by Councilmember Tamara Zander.
Our dear kind Heavenly Father, we're grateful this evening to gather peacefully this night at City Hall. We're so grateful to be members of and residents of this city of South Jordan. We're grateful to have a government that allows us to meet and engage with residents and elected officials. We're grateful for our safety personnel. Please watch over and protect our police and our fire and those that they are serving as they go on calls to help keep our city safe. We pray for our staff, for the many decisions that we make that will make this city a better place for all of us to reside. We pray for leaders here in our state and the leaders nationally, those with good intentions, that they can be blessed as they're making good decisions that will affect all of us. Again, we pray for civility and peace to be with us this night as we make decisions and discuss civilly together. Grateful for the opportunity to gather peacefully, and pray for thy spirit to be upon us. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. As always, if there is anyone ever interested in offering some kind of an invocation or an opening thought for our meeting, we invite you to reach out to our city recorder and whatever it is that you'd like to give, if you'd like to participate in that way in our meeting, we will take you. We would love it. So please just let our city recorder know. I want to say thank you to our administrative staff who's here. We've got the best in the business. We appreciate so many of you being here and all those who aren't here with us. And on the agenda, you will see that one of our directors, our director of recreation, was listed as giving the Pledge of Allegiance. And we're going to excuse Janelle from doing that tonight because we appreciate your willingness to do it. But we used to have scouts here every meeting, and now we don't have scouts here every meeting, and we're so thrilled to walk in and see so many students and scouts and all the people who are here. We thought, this is so great. So we are going to have a young scout by the name of Patrick Hines from Troop 111 lead the audience in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Will the audience please stand? Please repeat the Pledge of Allegiance after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Two.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. That was pretty on the spot. I just barely went down and said, hey, we would love if you've got somebody who would be willing to do that. And young Mr. Hines said yes, and we appreciate that. So thank you. All right. Item D on our agenda, we've got minutes from the October 7, 2025 Council Study Meeting and City Council Meeting, and our October 21st, 2025 Council Study Meeting and City Council Meeting that have been sent out in draft form for review. Any questions or comments or amendments to the draft agenda minutes, or is there a motion to approve them? Anyone?
Mayor, I don't recall seeing them in our packet this week.
Yeah, I actually didn't see them either.
Yeah, so we did insert that they would be entered in by Monday. So we put them in the packet on Monday, but if the council is more comfortable for me to resend those out and we can approve them in December, so I can pull those from this meeting. But we did update them on Monday and insert them all in the packet.
I guess I missed it.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. Let's go ahead and punt that to December 2nd. We'll do that. And that gives everybody lots of time to go ahead and review. Okay. Okay, so we're going to move on from that. We are going to, I mean, punt that is not an official term for how you run a government. I don't think Robert's rule says anywhere punt that, but that's what we're calling it, and it'll be fine, and we will cover those in December. Great. Okay, item E, we have mayor and council reports. This is when we take just a quick minute to give a little update on some of the things we've been working on. It's not an exhaustive list. It certainly won't cover everything, but just to give you a little bit of feedback and transparency about some of the things we've been working on in these roles. Would anybody like to go first? Anyone? Would you like to go first?
Sure. Just like to remind if there's anyone here from the Youth Council that on Thursday they will be meeting and going to Pure Sojo. And if you don't know what that is, be sure to come because your minds will be blown away.
It's awesome. Yeah. Great. Okay, thank you. Would you like to go? Thank you.
I was just trying to look at the calendar because it threw me off since we didn't have our last meeting on December 4th because it was election day.
November 4th.
Yeah. Whatever month I said. it's been a rough few months campaigning. Since we met last, had the opportunity to attend the Veterans Day breakfast with majority of the council, and that was a great event, and I'm grateful that the city continues that tradition of showing, you know, thanks and tribute to those who have served to defend our great country. Had the opportunity to attend Forever Plaid. That was the theater production that the South Jordan Arts Council sponsored that was produced by Sandbox Theater Company. I had never seen the show before, and it was a great show. Had a lot of audience interaction, and the talent was just spot on. It was great. Had an opportunity to meet with the Arts Council and spent most of our time preparing, reviewing for the upcoming art show that will be held in March, but just kind of working through the different categories of arts and the definition and terms for that show. So if any of you who are out in the audience tonight are artists, please pay attention to the city's website and enter our art show. And then with many of the council participated in the Utah League of Cities and Towns Legislative Policy Committee meeting yesterday. And we just need to make sure we're staying attentive to possible changes in legislation. The legislature continues to talk about changing the city's ability concerning land use and making it more that they would dictate from a state level how land use would be handled. And I don't think that's the best policy, that government that's closest to the people governs best. And so that's something I'll continue to watch very diligently. And that's everything, Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. I missed the Veterans Breakfast, but in lieu of that, I was at my mother-in-law's 91st birthday, celebrating 91 years of good life on her part, but I missed the Veterans Breakfast, and I love patriotic opportunities, and so I'm sad to have missed that. I was able to attend on October 29th the Titan Awards. The South Valley Chamber of Commerce every year puts on the Titan Awards, and we get to gather and honor some leaders in our community that are in business and giving back service opportunities, and that was a great opportunity. I'm not going to name the award recipients because I can't remember all of them, but it was a dynamic night. The other thing that I wanted to mention is on the 14th of November, just a couple of days ago, I was in downtown Daybreak, and it was the night that they were filling the ice rink with ice, and the following day was their grand opening of the ice skating rink in downtown Daybreak. So if any of you are ready to do that. They told me to stop praying for sunshine. We need to all pray for snow because the ice rink is melting.
Anyway, the ice rink is up, and it's a glorious place with all the trees and everything lit up in the American First Square there in downtown Daybreak. That's my report.
Thank you. Mr. Shelton, do you want to go?
Yeah, it's when you miss a city council meeting, there's a lot of stuff that happens.
A month is a long
over
time.
Over a month of stuff. You know, we had Ace Hardware open. I don't know how many times I've given Mr. Priest a bad time that I can't go to a hardware store in South Jordan, but now I can. And so I'm really happy about that. We also had the pumpkin promenade out at the Bingham Creek Regional Park. That was great and a lot of fun to see the different pumpkins that were carved there. Senior Advisory Committee met. I've had three different legislative policy committee meetings, two on housing, one was a regular one, and we have to lobby our legislature quite a bit. Also met with the Commission on Housing Affordability. It looks like that is being closed down, so I won't be doing that role anymore. They're changing how state government approaches housing and supporting housing. Of course, we had the election, and Mayor, it was great to be at your event, and I appreciate the invitation to be there. Had the Wasatch Front Regional Council, Wasatch Choice meeting. Wasatch Front Regional Council plans our transportation, whether that's highways or transit. They plan that out, and they gathered together all of the city leaders from our area in our public works or our public safety building, and we were able to look at the different plans that they've got in place and provide feedback. Jordan River Commission met a couple of times in the last month. I had a really interesting meeting on Saturday that I attended, Daybreak for Diversity and Inclusion. And so I was one of the humans that was there, and people came around and talked to me about my perspective on the city and things that were going on in the city. So anyway, it's been a very busy time, and the election is finally over, and I'm so grateful for that, but grateful to have been able to participate in it as well. So,
thank you. Outside of the Jordan River Commission, which you now represent the city on, and I'm not on that anymore, I attended all the things that have been mentioned. Everything that you've heard, I've been part of, so I'm going to try not to repeat. I do want to give a special vote of thank you, though, a shout out to our youth council and all the volunteers who helped us put on such a great Veterans Day breakfast. It really was fantastic, and that whole thing is manned and staffed by volunteers, and they make the breakfast, and the youth council serves it all, and they do the setup and the cleanup, and it's just a great day. And so a huge thank you to everybody who helped us make that happen. Friday, I was able to count down and help flip on the lights at the America First Square as the ice skating rink opened, and all the lights came on, and there were bands there playing, and there was all sorts of Christmas music and holiday festivities and tons of events and activities. And then inside the ballpark with KSL and FM 100, turn on all the lights inside the ballpark. And so grateful for the opportunity to get to be part of that. It is a fantastic addition to our city, and it's also privately owned. And so the fact that we have the chance to be such a part of it, and I mean, we helped create the entire project, but as far as planning and working to get it all done, however, it's privately owned. So to have the mayor there to help be such a part of turning it all on and launching it for the city, I appreciate that opportunity. It was a great night. I attended the Utah Transportation Conference, and I had a lot of unique speaking requests over the last couple of weeks. I spoke at the Utah Land Use Institute conference. I spoke at the Ivory Innovations National Conference. Did a panel at the Elected Women of Utah Conference, talking about public-private partnerships. I'm trying to skip over things that have already been said. There's so much. As Mr. Shelton said, because of election night, nobody has meetings that night. There are no public meetings on election night. And so we don't have council meetings, so it's been a month. So there's so much. There's quite a bit. But I do want to give also a shout out to our Arts Council and to our partners that helped pull off Forever Plaid. It really was a fantastic production. And I did not know that they were going to be bringing, now that the show's over, I can tell you, Sandbox Theater and the staff and the cast members didn't know they were going to be bringing somebody up from the audience to participate on stage. Did not realize that and did not see that coming. And I found myself on stage with the cast during the show. And they did such a good job. But that was an unexpected opportunity. Fun little surprise, I guess. And it was so easy. I also didn't expect to be singing Jingle Bells on stage at the turning on the holiday lights either. So, you know, we just roll with it. That's kind of how we go. We just roll with it. So it's been an exciting time. We've had a lot of really great things. We've got school musicals going on. There's so many fun things happening in the community right now, all the way across South Jordan. And it's just really been a treat to be part of so much of it. So that's my report. And now we're going to turn to you. We are going to move to our public comment period, and this is a time on the agenda for anyone who has something you'd like to share with the City Council. This will be your time to share that. And it's not a time where we solve everything. We don't fix everything. We don't dialogue back and forth and debate things. We just want to hear from you, and then we can be in touch or put the right staff member in touch, get your contact information, whatever that looks like. We do public comment here by inviting anyone who is here in person to come up to the microphone. We ask for your name and address for the public record, and we give everyone 3 minutes, unless you're representing an entire group. And if you're the only one speaking representing an entire group, we'll give you a little bit more time. But every meeting we just give this disclaimer that we are very proud of how we do things here in South Jordan, and I make a commitment to you on behalf of all of us that you have our respect, and we will respectfully listen to whatever it is you have to share. And we ask the same in return. This is a civil dialogue that we have here, and it's part of how we roll with a democracy. And so we really are, in our democratic republic, this is how it's done, and we're grateful to do it right. And so we ask for respect and commit that to all of you. With that, I'm gonna open the public comment period. Anyone who has anything you'd like to share, the time is now yours. Please go ahead and come up to the microphone, and you get 3 minutes. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone. Okay, all right, well, we'll close public comment then. And thank you all for being here. I know. Like, it's an interesting time, and maybe if those of you are here for school assignments or for credit or something, you probably picked a pretty good night. There's not really contentious things on this agenda. They're not things that, you know, are going to bring lots of people out with varied opinions on, most likely. And if you feel differently than that, that'd be great. We do have two public hearing items. But item G1, we have some action items. Resolution R-2025-58, supporting America 250 and recognizing and approving the South Jordan America 250 Utah Community Committee. We are excited for America 250, 250 years next year. It's the anniversary. We're going to turn to Don Tingey, Assistant City Manager, to present this.
Mary, you're doing a great job. I was going to let you just continue because I know we're all excited for this. At the League of Cities and Towns meetings we had a month or so ago, they introduced the program, and we reached out, and we are well on our way to being a partner with the state and other municipalities around the state in being a Utah America 250 city. One of the requirements to be part of their program is for the council to pass a resolution in support of the program, and that's what's in front of you tonight. We've done some internal programming and looking to some of our community partners, and everybody's super excited to be involved in whatever they can be, and so they're putting their perspective on that this next year, and our Summerfest activities will for sure have that focus on it, as will some of our communication, a lot of our communications, and let's see what else.
Hopefully a really great 9/11 25th anniversary memorial commemorative event in South Jordan as well.
Yes, I think that will be a very highlighted activity for it within the city. The bees are excited to do some stuff as well, and so we'll see that. So we'll see some of our commercial partners as well. And so looking forward to it. What's on front of you there is our city's logo, all ready to go. And so if just looking forward to passing this resolution, checking one more box on the state requirements. This does allow us to receive a $1,500 stipend to help do some of our stuff. And that won't go very far, but it's a nice gesture for all the communities around the state to receive in support of the program.
So, thank you. I'll let you know if we have any questions. Thank you. Okay, we take questions after a motion, if we have a motion. So I'm going to ask if there is a motion on Resolution R-2025-58, supporting America 250 and recognizing and approving the South Jordan America 250 Utah Community Committee. Is there a motion on that?
Mayor, I'll move to approve Resolution R-2025-58 as stated.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion by Mrs. Zander and a second by Mrs. Johnson. Thank you. Any discussion, questions, comments?
I think it's just great. $1,500, we'll get one firework, right?
I don't know, Janelle. Maybe one. Sparklers.
There we go.
Okay. Right. Okay. Not seeing any other questions, I will ask all in favor of approving Resolution R-2025-58, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? That is approved, and we are excited about it. Next year will be a year of celebration across America, and it's just a reminder that we are excited to participate here in South Jordan in America 250, and America is all of us, and we are all so blessed to get to live here, that no matter how different we may see things from each other, no matter what that looks like, America is a place for all of us, and we're looking forward to celebrating the role of democracy and this American experiment in our democratic republic, and what we have next year. It'll be exciting to celebrate, and South Jordan's thrilled to be part of it. All right, next we have item G2. We're going to leave Mr. Tingey up here. He's just going to stay up here for a hot minute, because we've got a few things that he's going to present. Resolution R-2025-59, approving privacy program policy number 300-03. This comes from new legislation that was passed this last year by the legislature, right?
Yep, perfect segue. House Bill 444 established some data privacy rules for all state entities, including municipalities. And so I have just a little quick diagram there that kind of shows the evolution of data privacy. Back when I started in local government, grandma became a thing, Government Records Access Management Act. And we all learned about records. And then since 1991, in 2024, we had HB 491 that started diving into the data privacy, and then this last legislative House Bill 444 established some requirements for municipalities to put together a data privacy program. And the state has a data privacy office. They've put together a lot of resources for state entities, including municipalities. And one of those requirements is this policy that's before you today, to be enacted citywide policy on data privacy. We've already started training our staff. There's a really good 8-minute video out there on data privacy awareness that the state has. And everybody has to watch that once a year. All city employees and leadership got to watch it a week ago. And so we'll be training our records officers in accordance to this privacy program, as well as all of our city employees. And So this is the first check, one of the first check boxes for us to be in compliance with House Bill 444. And we will, you'll probably see more in the upcoming legislative session dealing with data privacy. And the city will be putting together its own initiative plan that we'll have to put into our annual report so that we're doing things every year to become more compliant. And we're already very compliant in what we do with our privacy, but there's some things that the state's requiring us to do even beyond what we're currently doing. So there are, in the policy draft, there are a couple of typos that have been brought to my attention by a few folks, so we'll fix those. There are a few ofs that need to be deleted and a few periods and semicolons and dashes and a few things. Well, as we codify this and put it into our system, we'll fix those. But if you have any other questions with data privacy and the policy, I'm here to answer them or figure out what the answer is.
Do we have anything before we ask for a motion?
Mayor, I do have some questions.
Go ahead.
Just in general, there were a few acronyms in there that I couldn't figure out what they were.
Okay.
Probably someone smarter than me reading it would nail them right down, but
our city attorney.
There were acronyms in there that I don't know. I'm just asking though, maybe if you look through it and you see an acronym and you can't look at the bottom of the page and see what it is, or
we can put that into the policy and into our definitions so that they
maybe make sure that the acronyms are defined somehow.
Okay.
That was one thing. The other thing was I noticed there's a section on surveillance there in the policy, and it talked about how, you know, the steps that the city would have to take in order to perform surveillance. And I wondered, because I did not see a requirement for a warrant maybe issued by a judge or something like that in order to do surveillance. Are there occasions when we would be doing surveillance that we wouldn't be looking for a warrant?
So those situations, I think, in the policy are considered high-risk activities. In fact, the chief was at his chief conference the other day, and they were talking about some of those things and that some of those will be addressed in future future legislation, and the league has also made us aware of those. Chief might be able to speak more specific to a warrant than I could, but things like license plate readers and use of drones and AI are gonna be those high risk activities, and the legislature will be dealing with those, it's my understanding, in the future legislative sessions.
Okay. 13.1 talks about that it won't happen unless permitted by law, and that's where you get into permitted by law is the warrants, it's the other stuff.
Okay.
So it's covered in there, but not specifically saying warrant. But if a judge says you can do it, then that's permitted by law. If laws say you can do license plate readers and things because they're in the public space, then it's permitted by law, and we're actively watching those things.
Yeah. Okay, great. Those are the questions I had. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. Thank you. Seeing none, I will ask if there is a motion on Resolution R-2025-59 approving privacy program policy number 300-03.
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we approve Resolution R-2025-59 as you have stated.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mr. Shelton. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Any additional discussion to this? Questions? Okay. All right. Seeing none, all in favor of approving Resolution R-2025-59, as has been stated, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. That is approved. Thank you. All right, G3, we have resolution R2025-60, authorizing Mayor Don R. Ramsey to sign the interlocal cooperation agreement between Salt Lake County and the City of South Jordan, transferring 5200 West right-of-way to the city.
Yes. To you. As you're very well aware, when the Bingham Creek Park was developed, or before it was developed, the park property was owned by Salt Lake County, and now it's owned by the Park Authority through the interlocal agreement with the city. At the time, all those park properties were consolidated. Some staff had discussed 5200 West, but was outside the boundary of the park and was not transferred for a lot of internal reasons with it between the city and the county. Mainly Public Works Yard had been at the Bingham Creek Park, and the Public Works Yard, Public Works for Salt Lake County had used it as their access point to the park. It was just county-owned property, wasn't right-of-way. And so as over the years after the park's been developed, we've been chatting about transferring 5200 West and making it part of the city transportation network, where it's public access to the from the north into the park. The county's agreed to transfer that. They've passed a they've signed the interlocal agreement for that to transfer to the city, and now we'll take over the ownership as well as the maintenance of that road, which services the park as well as the interstate brick properties. So that's.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions for Mr. Tiemens? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if there's any, I guess, legal concerns about us taking ownership of a road that's outside of our city boundaries.
It's actually in the city.
It is in the city? Because yeah. All the maps, because isn't that what
that's a whole line? Other story, but okay. It goes around it.
Okay. So it should be straight up 52 and then over on? No.
Right. Yes. When I highlighted the parcel, it actually, the highlight goes right around that blue, right around it.
So it is in the city, then?
It is in the city.
All right.
But that is an interesting story. Yes.
That's an interesting story for another day.
So we just literally have the road is in our city.
Correct.
The property on either side of the road is in West Jordan.
Interstate Brick owns both sides of the road, so that's probably the easy answer.
All right.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It is interesting, but I do think it's better for us to own that road.
It is better for us.
It's better for us to own it. I'm just glad that it's in South Jordan.
Right.
Correct.
Because my concern is like we're not going to own any roads in West Jordan.
Exactly.
No. It's a very good clarifying question, and I can see how you it's difficult to see that. But yes, the corporate boundaries go around that property.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. And now, with the way things have developed out, it is better for the city to own it than the county.
Yeah. Correct.
100%, yeah, I think. Yeah.
Yes, okay. Especially since it's not access to the old public works yard,
yeah.
And it's to a public park.
That makes sense. Any other, go ahead.
So, last time I was on that road, which is some time ago, it was really in tough shape. Is it still in that kind of condition?
See, Jeremy, I told you somebody to ask you, Jeremy. Jeremy can probably speak to that. We've done some initial evaluations.
Have to be ripped up and repaved.
Yeah, it will need to be incorporated into our pavement preservation plan. The asphalt is in rough shape. Yes.
Which is another reason I think it's best if the city owns it.
Yeah.
Because we'll be able to take care of it.
We will take care of it.
Right.
Do we want to ask the county to clean it up before we take it over? I'm kind of being facetious.
That's not why they want.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're happy to get it off from their to-do list.
Right.
Yeah. Any other questions, observations? Okay, thank you. Seeing none, I'll ask if there's a motion on resolution R2025-60, authorizing Mayor Don R. Ramsey to sign the interlocal cooperation agreement between Salt Lake County and the City of South Jordan, transferring 5200 West right-of-way to the city.
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve resolution R2025-60.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mr. McGuire. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mrs. Johnson. Any additional discussion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor of approving resolution R2025-60 as explained, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, that is approved. All right, item G4, resolution R2025-61. I think it's probably unique to have the same person present four things in a row. So you've got the hot seat tonight. Thank you. This resolution is authorizing Mayor Don R. Ramsey to sign the interlocal cooperation agreement between Salt Lake County and the City of South Jordan, transferring six parcels of publicly owned real property located in the Glenmore subdivision. Mr. Tingey.
Okay, well, if you thought the history behind 5200 West was interesting, this one, I don't know, Matt Jarman and I have been working on this one for a while, and you'll probably remember earlier in the year, we did a transfer of property from the Glenmore Special Service District, which doesn't exist anymore, to the city so that we could own those properties and apply for grants and know the ownership, and we have a very good GIS manager or coordinator that kind of watches all these weird properties that are out there. And so as we looked at the special service district properties that hadn't been transferred to the city, Matt came across these six parcels that, for whatever reason, similar to the special service district, are county-owned walkways that aren't walkways. They're parcels in between homes, and probably the property owners may not even know that they exist. We get phone calls occasionally from residents that ask about fences when they realize that there's property boundaries. These we're not exactly sure of. We came across them. We started talking to the county when we were talking about the 5200 West again. Said, hey, how about you transfer these to the city, because we've got a half a dozen more that we've got to deal with that are similar, and asked if they would just transfer them to the city so that as we start talking to our residents about what we're going to do with the ownership or walkways, accessibility and that we can just do it in totality. And so they've agreed to transfer these to these six parcels to the city. As in the map, you can see that there's three there that don't have an owner name on there. Matt and I are doing the research on that to figure that one out. But the green ones that are identified are Salt Lake County owned parcels that would be transferred to the city. And then we would work with the residents to figure out what we're going to do, what we need to do. It accounts to none of the parcels are more than two hundredths of an acre. So in total, they're less than a tenth of an acre for all six pieces. They're really tiny pieces that for whatever reason are on the back side of people's or on the side of people's homes.
That is so strange.
It's really strange. Yes. And they're just in random places.
Yeah, that is strange. Thank you to you and Matt Jarman both for tracking this down and going, this seems weird. And the county doesn't want to own that. And
they obviously did. They did not know that they even owned them. So,
yeah,
because they're just random out there.
Okay. Anyone have any questions, comments? Go ahead.
So, Mr. Tingey, have you seen this happen before in the city where we found random tiny parcels? And what have we done in the future? Have we contacted the local resident with the most proximity? Like, what have you done in the past?
We've contacted the adjoining property owners, or sometimes they're all on one property. Like most of these are all on properties. There's a number of them in Glenmore, that were in the Glenmore Service District that were walkways, and so we've deeded them over to they've. In most of these cases, there's fences on either side and or down the middle of them, and so we've just deeded them over to the property or the city because there's no accessibility, there's no walkway anymore. They've improved on them, and so some of them we've kept open if they lead to public open spaces, and that's what we want to do. So we want to go out and visualize these, come back with a full plan on what disposition, if any, needs to happen. if find out if the residents even in these cases may or may not know that it's even there. But in most cases, there's fences on them, and we just work with the residents and figure out the best resolution with it.
Okay. I mean, the city's actually been working on this for 20 years.
Yes.
Because I remember it when I was on the council the first time.
I usually get, Colby and Matt and I had a conversation earlier this week on how we're going to go about tackling. There's probably a dozen or so properties that we need to go out and visualize. I get a call about two or three times a year from, maybe not that, one or two times a year from residents that wonder about their fence. They're either putting in a new fence or they're replacing a fence, and they want to know what they can do because their neighbors have done this or that. Most of them are closed at one end or the other or both. And so we just kind of work through it. There was years ago up in Don's neighborhood, there was some walkways that the neighbors just didn't want the walkways through anymore. So we worked with the four adjoining property owners, deeded the property over to them, and now they maintain it and own and maintain it. And so
it's case by case.
It's every one of them is a case by case.
I would guess the reason that these are owned by the county is because back in the day when the subdivision was developed, the county was doing the planning and zoning on that property, and it actually was not part of South Jordan.
And it was an HOA. Originally, it was an HOA
development. Oh, yeah, it was, but it was also in Salt Lake County, not in South Jordan City. There's a long and crazy history about that property with people even going to prison over stuff that happened there. So
it's just interesting that there's six remaining, and you can see that there's parcels that were on either side of the parcels that had been transferred in the past, but for whatever reason, the state and the county ownership. So, and like you said, it's been 20 plus years. And when was Glenward developed? And so it's really probably 30 or 40.
My only question is, when did Glenmore annex into South Jordan?
I don't know.
Out of unincorporated Salt Lake County and into the city.
I remember.
Well, I'm going by memory. I think it was 1874 or something is when they were entitled, and then by the early 80s they were annexed in as part of that. And I'm just going from the research I did a number of years ago when we were dealing with the golf course sale, and Council Member Shelton's right, there were a couple of people who went to prison for a while on that development and things that happened there. And so, I think we started this project in the mid-90s. By we, I mean our predecessors, since
most of us were like cleaning up these random funky little parts.
Yeah, I've done a couple projects with neighbors in the area and that have been there from the beginning. I wanted to say the 80s ish.
As you can say, I have a family members who live there, and there's actually a sidewalk running through their backyard that at one point was just deeded to them and the neighbor, and they sorted it out. And so,
yeah.
This is the reason that we took over our own land use planning and hope to keep it rather than have it turn over to the state, right? Because it's better when those of us who live here have a say and get to understand our needs, right? I mean, this just is so appropriate for the time that we live in. Yeah. Okay. Unless there's anything else, I will ask if there's a motion on Resolution R-2025-61, authorizing Mayor Don R. Ramsey to sign the Interlocal Cooperation Agreement between Salt Lake County and the City of South Jordan, transferring six parcels of publicly owned real property located in the Glenmore subdivision. Is there a motion on that?
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that we approve Resolution 2025-61 as you have stated.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mrs. Johnson. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Any additional discussion to this? All right, seeing none, all in favor of approving Resolution R-2025-61, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? That is approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to ask for a motion to amend our agenda. We have two public hearing items, not just one. So we have item H1, and I'd like to ask to amend the agenda to add an H2. This was supposed to be part of it, and it's just being added back on. So it's appropriate for it to be here, but it's not on the printed copy of this right here. So can I get a motion to amend the agenda to add item H2, Resolution R-2025-63, amending the South Jordan fee schedule to reinstate the planned community zone development for fees? And we'll get an explanation as to why. It's just a very small oversight, and it's supposed to be here. Anyway, can I get a motion to amend the agenda to add item H2?
Mayor, I'll make a motion to amend the agenda to add H2, Resolution R-2025-63 to
Thank
the agenda.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mr. McGuire. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank you. We have now reached the public hearing portion of our meeting. Item H1, we have Ordinance 2025-17, amending Chapter 16.04.1060, lots and parcels, 16.14, subdivision amendments, 17.04.060, public notices, and 17.08, definitions generally, of the South Jordan City Municipal Code to comply with changes in state legislation. We have been working on making amendments to our code throughout the year since the legislative session ended in March, and we have another one starting in January. So we will continue to keep updating, making sure we're with it, but we have Joe Moss here, our long-range planner, just to go over a couple of these changes. And once we have presentation from staff, I'll go through the process of opening the public hearing. So Mr. Moss, please.
Thank you, Mayor. This is our hopefully final amendment of our text, code text this year, until the next session is over. So again, this is a ongoing effort to make sure that we're in compliance with those changes coming out of the Capitol Hill. This one is looking at two bills specifically. SB 104 primarily affects simple boundary adjustments or lot line adjustments, or our code calls them property line adjustments. Requires some different kinds of documents and, you know, clarifies what's required, as well as modifying some of the subdivision amendment notification requirements. These are the changes to our code that we would need to make in order to comply with this particular piece of legislation. So again, looking at just modifying that qualifying criteria, we're also modifying our definition of property line adjustment to say, it's what the state says with their new term they call simple boundary adjustment, just to eliminate any potential confusion. In our subdivision amendments, it also clarifies who is noticed and when, as well as updating kind of a noticing window. There's now a sort of written objection period that we send out to those property owners with the notice, and that's a 10-day window from when we mail it out, and it has to end at least one day before the hearing. So it essentially just lengthens our notification period by at least one day. And then, as I've already mentioned, we modified that definition. The other bill that we're looking to comply with is HB 368, which is a very, very long bill. But there are one thing that primarily affects the Planning and Zoning Code, and that is our noticing requirements for text amendments to the Zoning Code. And primarily that is a change that says if you're not considered ministerial in nature, we need to send out an additional mailed notice to those affected entities. I think a few years ago there was a bill that introduced the term affected entity, and there was a lot of ambiguity about what that meant. So they introduced this new term, ministerial in nature, and kind of defined what that means to help clear up that potential concern. So the amendment would just match up with that requirement and kind of references that state legislation. So should it change, our code should hopefully remain in compliance. But that said, that's what I have for you. If there's any questions after, free to answer.
Okay, thank you. If we have any questions after the public hearing, we'll let you know. Okay. I am now going to open the public hearing on Ordinance 2025-17, amending chapters I have to read the whole thing. Sorry, this one's long. But chapter 16.04.160, lots and parcels, 16.14, subdivision amendments, 17.04.060, public notices, and 17.08, definitions generally of the South Jordan City Municipal Code to comply with changes in state legislation. It's the same protocol as our public comment period was. If there's anyone that would like to speak during this public hearing about this item very specifically, the time is now yours. You're invited to come to the mic. Seeing none, I'm going to guess you're probably all in favor with making sure our code complies with changes to state legislation. So I'll close the public hearing and now turn to the council and see if anyone has any questions or comments for Mr. Moss. No?
No.
All right, seeing none, I'll ask if there is a motion on ordinance 2025-17 as has been described.
Mayor,
go ahead.
Make a motion that we approve ordinance 2025-17 as stated.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion by Mrs. Johnson and a second by Mr. Shelton. Thank you. Any additional discussion? All right, seeing none, I'm going to turn to Mrs. Crookston and see if you'll lead us in a roll call vote.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
And Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
All right, that is approved, which is probably a good call on our part. It's now part of the state code, and we need to make sure we do that. Thank you. And it is great to wrap up the year having all of those changes made. Thank you for all the work of going through the immense amount of approved legislation and figuring out what adjustments need to be made in our code to be compliant with that. We are on time and on task and ready for a new session to start in January. Thank you very much for that. All right, with our amended agenda, we have item H2, resolution R2025-63, amending the South Jordan fee schedule to reinstate the planned community PC zone development fees. We're going to turn to Mr. Brian Priest for this.
Thank you, Mayor. Well, as often happens when big changes are made, some things get left out. And like last June-ish, they did a big project with Lewis, can't even say it anymore, Lewis, LRB, as they changed their name, to do look at all of our fees and all our processes and make sure we were up to date. And quite frankly, one of my planners looked at this particular fee and thought, we'll never have another PC zone. We don't need that fee. And so they didn't readopt it. And
hey, thanks you guys for coming. Appreciate it. See ya.
And as you know, we are actually have a very large annexation that happened 3 years ago, and there's starting to be some movement in that property rezoning from the A5 zone to the PC zone. In the process, we couldn't find a fee, and so we looked back, and Sunil did a lot of work, and anyway, we found this, and so. Apparently, from what Sunil said, it is in the budget this year. It just wasn't in August. It was removed from the fee schedule. So all we're simply doing is putting it back in the fee schedule the way it's been for many years. So,
thank you. It's a simple oversight, but it's part of the process and part of the
something that we
cost
definitely
to the city.
Something we definitely need right now.
Thank you.
The exact same fee as it was.
Exact same fee as it was before.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I'm now going to open the public hearing on resolution R2025-63, amending the South Jordan fee schedule to reinstate the planned community PC zone development fees. If there's anyone here that would like to speak to that item specifically, the time is now yours. Okay. Seeing none, I will close the public hearing and turn to the council, see if anybody has any questions for Mr. Priest. Okay.
I guess I do have one question, Mayor, and maybe it's more of a comment than a question.
Hey, thanks, you guys.
When I think about the enormous amount of work for creating a master development agreement with a PC zone and so forth, and look at $23 an acre, I think, wow.
It's a good deal.
We're probably not covering all of our costs with that.
We think it will because, 23 doesn't seem much, but when you times that by 2,300 acres, it's around $50,000.
Okay. I feel better about that.
And it's
but it's a good, very good point.
For sure.
the previous discussions, I'm still not sure 23 is enough.
It may not be, but it's one of those unique things where it's really hard to establish because we don't do it very often. This is only the second time in the history of the city has been done. And things like a subdivision approval where we can go through and say, this is how many hours so many people put on there, and this person, that person, we can get a pretty accurate fee for what we do. But and every one of these is going to be different. So we would think it's going to be fine. Could be wrong.
That being the case, the intention of this is to keep the city just whole.
Right, yeah, it's not to make money. It's just to reimburse us back.
For this.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if it's enough to reimburse the Tylenol and Advil that's required from doing these agreements.
Well, yeah. My thought was it would probably take more time to do the study to come up with the fee than it will take to actually do the agreement.
That's probably true. Okay.
We have to remember fees. We're only allowed by state law to charge fees for the actual time and services rendered. Now that doesn't have to be perfect for every development. We can have studies and stuff that average it out, and we're thinking one large development, it will be significant. We have spent significant time already negotiating the MOU. The MDA will be more, but I think this would, I think this is very reasonable, very defensible, and also will get us done with the rezone and the MDA.
And also remember, you can't do a PC zone on less than 500 acres. So it's not like somebody could come in with 10 acres.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I will now turn to the council and ask if there is a motion on resolution R2025-63, amending the South Jordan fee schedule to reinstate the planned community PC zone development fees.
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we approve resolution R2025-63, as you have stated.
Thank you. Is there a second to this motion?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Any additional questions or discussion? All right, seeing none, all in favor of approving resolution R2025-63, please say aye. Oh, aye. No, wait, this is a roll call vote. Sorry, this one's a roll call vote. I'm gonna ask Mrs. Crooks to lead a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
And Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. We are on item I. We have a PID application acknowledgement. There's not a vote on this. This is just acknowledging receipt. So I'll turn to Mr. Priest again to review the letter of intent to create the Downtown Daybreak Public Infrastructure District Number 1 to facilitate construction of the proposed Downtown Daybreak development.
Thank you. This is actually the second application we've had for a public infrastructure district or a PID. It's the first one that's made it this far. We've still got some issues with the first one, but this, as you said, is a letter of intent to create our, this is according to our PID policy that we've adopted and then actually amended here several months ago. This is application is made by our good friends at Larry H. Miller and Daybreak. This is to create a public infrastructure district for downtown Daybreak development. We have reviewed it as staff. Feel like that it meets the intent of the policy, is what you said. No vote tonight. We do have a public meeting hearing scheduled for December 2nd, where we will go over the governing documents, and that's when we'll actually vote to approve or disapprove. But we feel like it meets the intent we did some amendments to the PID policy for commercial type developments to help encourage those, and made it a little different than a pure residential development. I just lost my train of thought. Sorry, but anyway, we're comfortable with where we're at here, so that you know what what's before you. This gives you some time to think about it and work on it. Before December 2nd, and we have no reason to delay it any further. We think that they've made what changes we've suggested. We've gone back and forth over the last three or four weeks and got the information we think we need and to help you feel comfortable with moving forward because as staff we are.
Thank you. There's one thing I want to be very clear about. It is the area that is shaded in the whitish gray where it says PID 1 HTRZ PIF. That rectangle of land is not the land we're talking about. We're talking about the land that is shaded more white. That big rectangle is not owned by this development. It's not part of it. So I just want to be clear that where it actually says PID 1 HTRZ PIF, that's not where it is. It's that milky white shaded area.
Thank you, Mayor.
I just wanted to be very clear. I first saw that and thought, whoa, hold on, that's not.
Yeah, that is not.
So I just want to make sure everybody understands.
Property is owned by others, and that's not. It's just the light shaded area. I apologize. I forgot that map was
up
there.
No, it's okay. I just want to make sure everybody understands where we're talking about and where we're not. So
it's outlined in the black.
Yes.
But it's shaded the gray.
That's showing the parcels. I mean, there's an outside boundary around the whole thing, but that shows which parcels are affected because a lot of the other stuff is the Mountain View corridor and streets and different things. So it shows the actual parcels.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
We have no vote on this tonight. We just need to review the letter of intent, and all we have to say is that we've received it and understand it. And
if you have any questions, we've got plenty of people here that can answer them. So,
and this is good for a public know pursuant to the state law and the PID policy, our adopted PID policy. The purpose of this is to put it out there in public, and so now people can review the letter of intent and request and ask questions. We'll have a public hearing on this item that was noticed last night. Mm-hmm. Thank you to our wonderful city recorder, Mr. Tingey, who did a lot to get that up. It was noticed that public hearing will be on December 2nd. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At which time anybody who has comments, thoughts, or anything, the applicant also will be able to address it. And that's where the hearing will be on this matter. This is to get it in the public for review so that there's an educated discussion at that hearing.
And I just remembered what I was going to say earlier is that, you know, just for the public's information, is a public infrastructure district is a taxing district that's created on top of property. You have to consent to be within that district. It is not a tax that the city would levy. They would levy, in this case, they're not levying a tax. They're adding a sales. What would amount to a sales tax, but it's not really a sales tax because it's a private agreement between the property owners and the people in the PID. So if they sell the land or whatever, it would happen with them. It wouldn't go through the state tax commission or anything. It would be something that they would collect themselves. So it doesn't affect any other city, anything outside that boundary, and it is not anything the South Jordan city government is levying. It's purely something they've put on themselves. It's merely a financing mechanism to help them get financing for their project and a way to bond and the infrastructure of the project. Thank you. And it puts a way to bond against that stream of income, and it will create its own governing board and whatnot, which you can see in the governing documents that we will discuss further on the second. So that's what I wanted to say.
On land that they already own.
On land that they already own. Yeah, you cannot be forced into this. You have to be. And in this case, they own all of the property, but multiple property owners could do one, but they would all have to agree.
Right, which isn't the case here. One property.
One property owner, yeah.
Thank you. Okay, unless there's any other questions, I think we're good. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. All right, I'm now going to turn to our city manager, Mr. Dustin Lewis, for staff reports and calendaring items.
I just have a couple of quick items for you tonight. I want to start with a really fun one. Things were so hectic and busy last week. As council and staff, we had to divide and conquer and attend a lot of different things. And one of the things that a portion of our team, our communications team and assistant city manager Tingey did was attend the Golden Spike Awards. And I believe we collected some hardware, and I'd like to invite our communications PIO up to tell us about some of the hardware that was collected.
If she can even carry all of it.
Awesome. Hi. I'm very excited. I feel like I'm adopting my daughter's magpie tendencies with my shiny objects collection here. All right. So, had to put it all out here.
They look so good.
Are they pretty? They had a year where they went way shorter on them. They got big again, so I'm not sure what the difference was in budget, but.
That's my guess.
So, just to give you a little bit of background, we entered, so my team has worked so stinking hard. We've had a lot of big things happen over the last year. And when we enter things in one of these contests, it has to happen not exact calendar year, but kind of a year before the competition. I think August 1st through like July-ish or leading up to it. So we put in several campaigns or things that we worked on. And we entered in four categories. All four categories were accepted as finalists. We found out a week or so ahead of the event that we were also in the running for what they call best of show. Now, when I first entered into this contest and I realized, oh, we can win a best of show, that was my goal the entire time.
And Rachel, will you let them know it's best of show compared to who?
Okay, you guys, I love this. The competitive nature in me comes out, and I was beyond giddy. Don Tingey joined us at the event, and he can vouch for my giddiness. But basically, so we compete against the entire state. This is the Utah Public Relations Society of America. All of the entries are sent to another state's chapter, so they're not graded by anybody locally. In a couple of the categories, in the crisis communication, we put in for our response to the house explosion. I don't think, Chief, I've even had a chance to talk to Ryan. So we won the top award in the state for crisis communication. And that's a lot of that's Ryan. I invited him to the event and he had no interest. anyway, so we won the top crisis communication in the state. It was us versus, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't name them by name. A consultant. So people,
UDOT,
yeah, the main consultant for a lot of UDOT projects. I know the people that work there. I appreciate them very much.
Great. Right.
But when I saw that, I was like, it's us versus this consultant. That's what they do 100% 24/7, and we beat
a
them.
A very reputable consultant firm in the state of
who shall not be named. I appreciate y'all if you're listening. Anyway, so we beat them in crisis communication. And then probably the biggest takeaway is we also won the top category for community relations for our Welcome to South Jordan, the New Home of the Bees campaign, which is everything that we did related to that. And that's what we got best of show for. They said we were 2 points shy of a perfect score, which they specifically noted that. So I'm just saying it's worth pointing out.
And if you look at who the other finalists were, I mean, this is such a big deal to win the best in the state in this category as well.
Yeah, and Don, you were saying it hit you kind of what some of that was like after the event.
Driving home, it really hit me. All the fanfare was done and over, and I sat back and thought of who was in the room, and not only did we compete with them, but we beat them.
So,
let alone where we did it, because it was at Rice Eccles and the King Garf, you know. So it's always good to have an upset there, right?
I had to put that in. Oh, no, that was good. He was a good Cougar fan. He was well behaved. So I just want to say really fast, my team, they are outstanding. You've seen in this campaign was the coloring pages related to Bumble. And so that was Tyson Cole, who is our outstanding graphic designer. And he's truly a unicorn. I say that about both him and Josh, because the skill sets they've had and that they've built are just outstanding. And no other city has that. We've had multiple cities say, oh, I want to steal that idea. I'm like, good luck. You don't have the talent for it. Sorry.
We're a little competitive.
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. I can't help myself. Okay. So anyway, I also that's Joshua Timothy, Tyson Cole, amazingly talented. I also want a huge thank you to the mayor who's been willing to put her face on all of our crazy things, to all of you who've been willing to have your face show up in Tyson's cartoons for the coloring pages and the Christmas card and all of that. So just thank you so much for your support, and We wanted to bring you something home to show that it is not for being taken for granted, your support, and we're going to set a good name for South Jordan City.
And best of show out of every public communication effort in the state of Utah this year was Welcome to South Jordan.
That's right, South Jordan City. So thank you.
Thanks, Rachel, and congratulations to your team on that. I had the chance to meet with Rachel and the mayor today and review some of our social media numbers for the last year, and it's very impressive, the improvement that we've seen in all of our social media numbers and our presence that has been created there. So well done to that team. The second thing I wanted to make sure that you had on your calendars is our Light the Night event, which is coming up on December 5th. As in previous years, you will all have a role in that. We will give you the details when that gets closer, probably at our December 2nd council meeting. But I was asked by Ms. Edwards to have you all hunt down your coats from last year so that we can use those again this year. So if you've got that in the back of your closet, get it dusted off for that night on the 5th.
Nice.
And that's all I have for you this evening.
Awesome. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you. There is so much that goes on in the city that is not, I mean, it's all behind the scenes work that's so important to keep the city running and to keep the city safe and to keep things moving forward. I want to say thank you to the council and to the staff. It's been a very busy time. It's been a busy season, and a lot of people have filled some extra roles and other duties as assigned, and just a lot of complexity. There's been a lot that goes on. There always is. But just an extra special thank you to everyone who's put a little extra above and beyond everything that's already done. Thank you. Yeah, we appreciate all of you. Thank you. All right, and unless there's anything else, I will ask for a motion to adjourn with the note that it is 7:46, and okay. That is a miracle. You guys definitely picked the best night to come to a meeting. Like this, that was well done. If you were like, well, it's going to be the slickest meeting maybe they've ever had, it's this one. Mm-hmm. So good choice. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All right, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
This meeting is adjourned. Thank you for joining us. Thank you to anyone who's joining us online. We appreciate you. And we'll see you on December 2nd.